Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
Sam Smith was on the One Show on BBC last night, and they were asked which song is the most powerful from their back catalogue to sing. Here's what they said.
Do you know what? Lay Me Down from my first album will always be very emotional to sing. It's also really, like, hard and it's quite exposed. So definitely that one.
That one.
Oh, Sarah's also gone on to say, which era of Sam Smith has been your favourite?
Definitely this one, the villain era.
Yeah, the villain.
The sexy villain era. Yeah.
Unholy. Adam Sandler and Brendan Fraser sat down together for a new series of The Actors on Actors. Where do you find that? Because I keep seeing clips of it, but I'd love to watch it.
Variety magazine. So if you just go onto Variety's Twitter or Instagram, you'll get a link there. Some of them are insane that they're going to have
this year. It's all online. This is not on TV. Or
all online.
On streaming. Okay, and they discuss each other's careers.
You made giant movies. When I saw The Mummy the first time, I remember calling you up and going, I can't believe what I just saw. A giant theater going bananas, like a full-on action, fun adventure. I was going, how the f*** is this guy doing that? Because I just knew you as my buddy.
Crossy's new best friend, Emma Thompson, was shown a video of herself dancing at the Adele concert back in the summer, and she was on the Jimmy Fallon show promoting her new Matilda movie. And here's what she said.
Oh, my God. It was... I love
because
that.
All the celebrities were sitting downstairs and they were all being sort of just sitting there being good.
Wake up! Get up!
We've been in COVID for 2 years. We're out. It was the first time we'd all been out.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Oh, thank God we can get out.
That was fantastic and everyone loved it.
All right, loads more Dish. We'll have more from Emma Thompson as well in the next hour.
Hello, Gardaí Sugar Candy Hotline. How can I help?
Hello, there's an intruder in me, Gaff.
Okay, try and stay calm. Can you spell intruder for me?
No.
Never mind. Can you describe what they look like?
Well, it's a woman, and she's in her late 40s, and she's got, like, a big red hairdo.
Big red hairdo. Does it bounce in slow motion?
Not that you mention it. It does, yeah. She put on all my wife's clothes, and she's sitting there in her sofa watching TV.
Oh, I think I know what's happened here. That's not an intruder.
What?
That's your wife. She must have got her hair done at Harry Mary's hair salon on your Maseride Avenue.
Well, it is her. She's gorgeous. I'm the luckiest man alive.
Harry Mary's hair salon, 35 your Maseride Avenue. Your fella won't recognise you.
T. Whitening. Got a dodgy face? See your nashers from outer space. Come and see our fully unqualified dental assistants. Mary used to do admin in Topaz.
Here we are.
Come in and she'll scrub the yellow off your fellow.
What? Open up here.
Tea whitening. Rub your tea until they're not minging.
Hi, I'm Helen Back. If you're thinking of doing the big Ballymun front run, I have all the do's and the don't do's for you. Don't bail a big giant breakfast roll into your face on the morning of the run. Try oats and fruit. Don't wear a pair of jeans or a big pair of heavy boots on the day. Something like shorts and runners would be way more comfy for you. Also, have you thought about trying to jump over a few walls and run through a few back gardens? Nobody will know if you cut a few corners and take a shortcut. I'm Helen Back. Any more questions, put them in an email for me. I'll get Mammy to read them.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
I was talking to somebody yesterday and they were mentioning that they have to be at a certain place. So when they hear that begin, they should be in a certain place. Otherwise, they know they're late or they're early, depending on when they hear the beginning of this Instagram. So if that's you, let us know where you're supposed to be when you hear us play this. Where do you play it? Where on your commute are you? Are you still in your kitchen? Are you in your car? On a bus? At a bus stop? Where are you when you play Instagram in your head? Not playing in their own head, playing with their actual voice. Is Anto?
How's it going?
How are you, Anto?
All good.
All good in the hood? Yourself?
The Christmas tree is up since the day after the toy show for Anto. It's his first time playing and first time texting in today.
But Anto, you've heard us play it many times, right?
I listen most days. Yeah, but I've never actually in. And yeah.
Yeah, your phone line's coming and going a bit there, Anto. Are you in bad coverage, are you?
It shouldn't be. I just jumped out of the car. I'm after packing some car park.
You're in a car park? Okay, I thought you're at the side of the road or something. That's grand. Okay. Will we do it, Anto? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're going to win a grand, Anto.
Hopefully.
Let's do it. Come on.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Harry Styles plays Ireland next summer, but what venue is he playing?
The O2.
What symbol is a letter S with a vertical line through it on the keyboard?
Dollar sign.
Who had a hit with I Need a Dollar?
I can't remember. Stormzy.
Black and what make up the famous brand name of work tools? Black and what make up the famous brand
Decker.
Name of what tool? Yep.
Decker, yeah. True or false? Charlize Theron only learned how to speak English at the age of 19.
True.
What day of the week does Christmas fall on this year?
Saturday.
In which Bruce Willis film does he say the line, "Yeah, I got invited to a Christmas party by mistake. Who knew?"
Die Hard.
What's the Irish word for women?
Who had an album called I Am Sasha Fierce? Big album.
Sasha Fierce. I don't know. Sasha Baron Cohen.
And how many letters are in the word California?
10.
Very good. Very good. Sasha Baron Cohen is possibly the opposite of this person.
Yes. I know who I'd like to go on a date with.
Okay, here we go. Harry Styles plays Slane Castle.
I knew that was wrong.
Is it next June?
It's going to be unreal. Totally sold out.
The dollar sign is correct. Yeah, the S with a vertical line through it. There's two lines in America. One line on the keyboard here. I Need a Dollar was Aloe Black.
Aloe Black.
Did you like the way some of the questions kind of related to each other?
I kind of stumbled on one of them because I was laughing to myself going, oh, I know what he's doing here.
Black and what make up the famous brand Black and Decker? Yeah, then I gave up on that idea. It was too difficult. Charlize Theron did only learn how to speak English at the age of 19. She is South African. She spoke Afrikaans until she was 19, and then she started doing ballet, and then that's when she started learning English. She hadn't a clue.
That's mad.
It is. I heard her in a podcast only yesterday. I thought, there's a question. Saturday's Right for Christmas, Die Hard. Bruce Willis himself says it's not a Christmas film.
Ah, but it is.
Manaw, will we accept Colleeny?
Colleeny's Girls.
It's Girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Girls, isn't it? Who had an album called I Am Such a First? Beyonce.
Yeah.
Anto's given up. He's like, get me off this now.
No, it's just, I knew after Aloe Black that I was like, I knew after that then I wasn't going to win.
Yeah, no, when you said the O2, I think that it was all over, Anto. look, you got 6, though, the same as yesterday, so you're not too bad. And you had a bit of fun in your car park, didn't you?
Sorry?
You had a bit of fun in the car park.
Yeah, actually, I'd say I'm actually in the car park of, like, your college, and I'd say everybody's just like,
That's just weird. I don't stand there for the guy in the phone.
I could pretend I understand what you're saying, Anto, but I haven't a clue. It just sounds to me like. But you know what? Have a great day.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
Now, just because the new Avatar movie doesn't really blow our skirts up, what is it? The reviews are starting to come in now this morning.
It's incredible.
The reviews are very good.
Everybody, I can't find one person that's given out about it. Someone says, as someone who liked but didn't love the first Avatar, let me tell you, Avatar The Way of Water blew me away. Vastly superior in visuals, storytelling and performance. The next one says, you never bet against James Cameron trying to spare hyperbole, but I've never seen anything like this from a technical, visual point of view. Everyone seems to say it's one of the best things they've ever watched.
Wow, okay.
Now, I've never watched the first one, so I don't know, but looking at people who I like to follow
online, give it a go.
They're all saying it's incredible.
And also, people have noticed this morning that Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro, the famous director, he's done a version of Pinocchio, kind of a darker version of it. And
yeah.
That's coming to, I think, released globally on Netflix on this Friday. And it's kind of stop motion kind of vibes. And Pinocchio's a little wooden boy with a mad... And it looks a bit sort of... It's a little less Disney, a little bit more sort of... dark.
Apparently he's let the mistakes happen in it because he says the likes of Pinocchio, you know, sometimes need a few mistakes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's because they're lifelike. And the kid who plays Pinocchio actually has been talking about the whole movie and what he loves about it.
Okay.
I think Pinocchio, he's such an energetic soul. Everything's new to him, so he looks at things and it's like the first time he's ever seen things. Like school, he was so excited by school. He thought it was the most incredible thing in the world, but me and Pinocchio can agree to disagree with that. He's always got that massive, big, gaping smile. It'll just put a smile on your face watching it.
Is he not Italian?
I thought that as well.
I thought they were Italian, or were they Austrian?
I think they were Italian.
Italian, yeah. Pinocchio.
Geppetto.
Geppetto, yeah. He has a chipper as well.
My friend can't say Pinocchio. He says Pinocchio. And he goes mad because he's like, you're hearing me saying Pinocchio, but I'm saying Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. It looks really good.
It does look very good. It's out this Friday.
CBS in the US did a special report on Dermot Kennedy this week. Their main morning show sat down with Dermot himself to talk about busking, being shy in school, playing massive gigs, and being from Dublin.
One of the things that people really love about your music is your lyrics.
Story I could weave would have ended like this, no way.
And I read one time that you said, trying to make people feel something, anything, I've never known a purpose like it.
If I hear a piece of music that moves me, or if I go to a show where I can't believe that these certain frequencies and words make my body feel that way, I want to do that to people. It's an incredible privilege, and to kind of be the vehicle to make someone feel not even better, but just feel something, you know? So it's an honor for me to do that.
And finally, Sadie Sink plays Max Mayfield in Netflix's Stranger Things, and she's been talking about getting the role in the show and not being able to skateboard properly.
They like sent a skateboard to my house the next day and had to learn how to do that. But yeah, it's definitely a life-changing call. And
did they send a helmet too, or did they just send the skateboard?
Oh, the knee pads, the elbow pads, the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to take lessons, or did you know how to do it?
No, I had no idea how to do it, and I really didn't like it, because the first day I took a pretty hard fall, and it just like set a bad tone for the entire journey. Yeah.
Did you lie and say you knew how to ride a skateboard beforehand?
No, but I said I had rollerblading experience, which is just a lie. And the two don't go hand in hand, so I don't know why I thought that would
I like that idea, yeah.
So it turns out a lot of people, Jim, have birthdays in December.
Yes, so many.
So I asked just before 9, if your birthday is in December, let us know, because a new survey was revealed to talk about presents, because I don't get enough presents because my birthday is a couple of days before Christmas.
It's not just that people have said that they've missed out on parties. People get their birthday on the 27th of December as they were a kid growing up. Nobody's coming around to your birthday party then, are they?
And let's talk about school, because you know when it's your birthday, you are not allowed homework on that day. You always get your day off homework.
You don't get a skip day.
I don't get a skip day. And you're not allowed to carry it over to January because people forgot it's your birthday and you're getting ready for the next year.
They should start a campaign for the December birthday people to get a skip day in January.
I think we need that. But it turns out that we receive 2 fewer presents a year, every year, when it's cut to your birthday. And if you add all that up, on average, 160 birthday presents is what you're missing out in your lifetime.
So if you, like me, you have birthday in July and you've got Christmas, so I would have got 160 more presents than you over the course of my life.
Because our birthdays...
160 is a lot.
It's a lot. That's a Sega Mega Drive. That's a Barbie. That's a weekend away. Like, it starts off when you're a little baby, when you're a little baba. Asher, we'll get you 2 presents. My granny used to always do it as well. That's for Christmas and that's for your birthday.
And your birthday.
I'm like, that's only 20 quid.
Because you might have got that present as your Christmas present.
Yes.
So you're actually losing out.
You're losing out. So when everyone gets 6 presents for their birthday, on average, every year, people born in December only get 4. And we're not being ungrateful by saying only getting 4, but when your birthday's in December, you should know about it.
Lads, Christmas Eve birthday, please shout out to my pregnant fiancée, Erica. She's due on Friday. Oh, well, best luck there. Well, there you go. Christmas come early.
And that's 2 sets of presents.
My daughter's birthday, Christmas Eve. She's 25 this year, and we always kept her birthday and Christmas completely separate. 2 occasions, 2 presents. How do you do it, though, on Christmas Eve?
Because you've got the buzz of Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is so good. I find Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day.
Yeah, and that's way better than New Year's Eve.
I'd go back to work on the 28th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve is muck.
Get out of here. But there's so many people who have
really, you're onto something here. People, there should be a date somewhere in the summer for the December babies. And there should be a party for December babies. And they can celebrate they get their birthday presents that day. They get their mates to do something for them that day. They cake. It's December baby birthday. My brother is born at the beginning of January, and because everyone is skint, he feels hard done by. So he's decided to have his birthday in July. That's the way to do it. Move it to July.
The 24th and 25th, people say as well. Yeah, I think having your birthday on Christmas Day as well. I suppose it was so special at the time that you were born on Christmas Day. But after that, once you're 6 or 7, when you're getting older, it's like, but Christmas is that day. Do you bring out a birthday cake on Christmas Day?
My son, who's almost 14, was born on Christmas Day. When he was younger, we'd have his birthday party the last day of school. That's good, yeah. Okay, so around August, July. And all the parties said it was a great way to finish up for the Christmas break. Okay, last day of school, Christmas. Okay, got it, yeah. He was never short of getting presents. And now he's older, we tried to get him his birthday present a few days before Christmas. And I won't lie, we do forget to wish him happy birthday first thing in the morning on Christmas Day. You do. Happy Christmas. Yeah, but what about my birthday?
Because you're running around. You want to get the dog a present because...
You're sharing my birthday with somebody fairly big there.
I didn't know there was so many people who had birthdays in December because... Yeah, you get 2 fewer presents every year and you miss out on 160 presents in your lifetime.
Birthday on the 23rd of December, 32 years this year, and it's never existed. Oh, man.
Oh, that's very
sad. You're breaking my heart. They've never had a birthday party.
I'm over here with a violin right now in the studio.
I'm telling you need to organise the December baby bash.
December baby bash in July.
In July or June or something like that.
That would be savage. For just when the leaving cert are doing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Have a proper party for the December people.
Yeah.
And then when your parents call you a name that's related to something got to do with Christmas. So my friend's birthday, her name's Holly.
Holly, of course.
Because she was born on the 20th.
Noel and Noel. And
I was lucky. I wasn't... Yeah. My mother was going to call me Felix. Imagine my name was Felix.
That would really suit you, Crossy.
Hi, I'm Felix.
Felix Crossy.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Felix. Yeah, I think it would suit you, man.
And my family have no notions one bit whatsoever. I don't know where she got the name Felix, but thanks be to God, it didn't happen.
Nice. Okay, look. Our thoughts are with you, December babies. You deserve more presents. If you know somebody who has a birthday in December, get them double presents, please, this year. All right, this week on the Strawberry Alarm Clock, we want you to check off your Christmas wish list with thanks to our good friends in Petit Filou. All you have to do is head to FN4, loads of you did, by the way, head to FN4.ie/list and tell us what you want for Christmas, and we'll ring some of you back and we'll just make that happen. So you tell us what it is you want to get, roughly how much it costs, and we'll pick some of you randomly and just we'll send you the cash. You go get it. So Shauna, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. So your stepdaughter?
It is, yep.
She can't hear us right now, no?
No, she's in school.
Great. So we don't want to ruin the surprise. So you want to get her a bike?
Yeah. It's something that she's been asking for a while for our house. So
okay, brilliant. Okay, well, we're going to send you the money for that. That's €300 for the one you want, yeah?
It is, yeah. Oh my God, thank you.
Well, that's Petit Filou sorted it for you.
Oh, you're so good. Honestly, thank you.
Enjoy that.
Thanks so much and have a lovely Christmas.
Go and get it. Go buy a bell. And some of those streamers with handlebars.
Exactly, yeah. You were delighted.
Okay. Enjoy that.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Bye. And
thanks Petit Filou for doing it. Lorraine.
Yes.
You went on FN4.ie/list.
What
did you ask Petit Filou for?
I would like a new pair of earbuds, Bluetooth.
Oh, Bluetooth, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
None of your wires. Okay.
None of your wires.
Okay. And how much they roughly there?
About 150.
150. Lorraine, Petit Filou have made that happen for you. Happy Woo-hoo! Christmas.
Hey! Thank you so much. And thank you to Petit Filou.
Hey, well, they love that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too. Listen, it's so easy. If you want to do this, and like so many of you are doing it, go to the website, fn4.ie. Don't WhatsApp us here. Go to the website, fn4.ie/list. You'll see all the details there. You fill it in, what you want, how much it is, who you want to get it for, and we'll ring some of you randomly.
It's as simple as that. We tried one other person.
Yeah.
And he didn't answer his phone. And I feel sorry for him.
We'll just give it to him.
Yeah, his name is Kevin, and he doesn't have a Christmas tree up, and he wants the whole decorations and a Christmas tree, and we're thinking €200 would cover that.
Absolutely. Kevin, happy Christmas. Enjoy that. Your gaff better look fantastic. Better be the best on your road.
I feel like Muppet's Christmas Carol here.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
And look, we've got thousands to give away thanks to our friends in Petit Filou, so keep them coming in. We're going to ring loads more of you tomorrow and Friday. All you have to do is go to fn4.ie/list, fill it in, tell us what you want for Christmas, and Petit Filou will make your dreams come true. Woohoo.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.